Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as we always do. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What is happening, Andy Bunker? As a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday here in Atlanta. Appreciate everybody listening. As good news comes down, well, a good thing happened last night where I can smile this morning and not come in all like, and then I almost let my man Bo Johnson suck me into a tweet because it's like, it's six runs in the ninth inning. What's the worst that can happen? And I was like, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to let you or anybody else suck me into that hole of – here we go again.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I had my this MF tweet.
Brewers had them right where they wanted them, down six in the ninth.
Hey, but let me tell you how close I was. I had my this MF here tweet ready to go. I had it ready to go.
And that was just designated to anybody who made a mistake, or it was going to be for Iglesias?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to be for him.
Yeah. He's a setup guy.
It was. Maybe.
Maybe he's a setup guy.
We need one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need one of those. Yeah. Maybe he might be. I don't know.
Because he's not a closer anymore.
Yeah. I don't know.
They've taken that job from him.
I don't know, man.
But he pitched the eighth inning.
He did.
And he got through it in eight pitches, and he struck out two guys, and he didn't stress anybody out.
No, he did not.
It was shocking.
He did
not. I don't know. You don't get a hold or whatever because you're up by too many runs, but – yeah, maybe, because that's what he was when he got here. Remember, he came over from California.
That's right. He was.
Not the California Angels. He came over from the Angels, and he was the setup guy for Kenley Jansen.
Yes, he was.
Right? And he was pretty good at that.
Okay.
Right? And then he was the closer. He was pretty good at the closer for a couple years. And then this year, he's been an unmitigated disaster, so they took it from him. I thought Dylan Lee looked pretty good, too. Honestly. Now, again, it wasn't a save situation.
And it wasn't a high leverage.
And it wasn't super high leverage. But aren't they all at this point? Any lead late? Aren't they all high leverage for the Braves?
This team? Hell yeah. Hell yeah it is, man. But, yeah, it was good to see them go out. I mean, Chris Sale was just amazing yesterday, just like he has been pretty much all season. And, you know, I get to the point where I'm looking at him and it's at the bottom of six. You're like, okay, he's right at 90.
Yep.
Can you give us two more?
And that's exactly how Snit looked at it, too. Because they even put him back out there in the eighth, and I don't know if the hope was he would get that one final out or if they were just going to kind of let him go until he didn't get an out. But obviously the first batter of the eighth inning got on base. And then they pulled him, and Iglesias came in and did his job. But, yeah, no, I think they were thinking about it the exact same way. It's like the longer we can avoid going to any of these guys in the bullpen – the better. And I think his limit is right around 100. They don't want him to go too far past it. He went 103 yesterday. But yeah, I mean, that's Chris Sale. Thank goodness for him.
Yeah, man.
That he's done that a lot of times.
The stopper.
Over the last year and a half. He has stopped the bleeding many times.
We've been calling that. But and I swear, when they got the one run early, I was like, hell. Why nothing?
Yep.
That's what I promise you. That is what I thought.
Yep.
Everybody came into your psyche that it's going to be a 1-0 loss. Yep. Chris Sale's going to pitch his ass off, and they're not going to help him. Well, they helped him.
They helped him.
They helped him in a big way, man. They really, really did. And it was it was a collective effort. I mean, Ronnie. I mean, he's. That like sound like a damn gunshot.
He hit that thing to right field like a left-handed pull hitter.
Dude, he's like, I mean, just ka-kow.
He's got so much power to the opposite field. It's insane.
Yeah, it was unbelievable how hard he hit that damn ball.
Yeah, very few right-handed hitters have that kind of power to the opposite field, and he does. And again, like even when he did that, I was like, all right, well, that's one.
Yep.
That's one. You're going to need at least one more than that. And then Olsen added his, and it was 3-1. I was like, well, that's what you predicted yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Because I was very pessimistically like, what are they going to lose? 1-0, 2-1 tonight? And you were like, no, it's going to be 3-1.
Yes.
And they're going to win. And it was like that.
Yes.
And then I will say it, the least likely home run hitter.
Sometimes I believe in Eli.
Yeah. That's his third of the year. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Power surge from Eli White. Yeah, he gets one, and they kind of like insurance runs. Like, what? We're not familiar with this. And it was nice. It was nice to get a win that was relatively stress-free, even though in the middle of the game, like you're talking about, we were all having the same thought of, cool, you're down 1-0. Sale's pitching his ass off again, and nobody's going to help him out. They did so. They get off the schneid. They game losing streak. They score more than 3 runs. Like a lot of positives in there, and good. Now do it again. You know?
That's it.
That'll do it again.
That's it. I mean, these are things where you can't be like, oh, they're starting to come around.
No,
we're not going to go there.
I hope we can go there.
I hope so,
but
I
not
mean,
today.
No. I mean, it's just one of those things where I'm just going to enjoy this until 7:40.
Yep.
You know,
and win the night, win the series.
And then
you can feel good about that.
You can do more than win the series. Just keep winning games.
Then you keep winning another one, then you sweep the series.
Just keep winning games, because it's one thing to be as far back as they are, but like you need them other teams to lose too. I think that's one of the things where, because if they're winning, are you really making up ground with them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, no, we're not even
thinking about that.
The Mets and the Phillies.
Austin Riley, what a nice game yesterday. Marcin Ozuna. I mean, obviously, Ozzie getting his 1,000 hit was an amazing accomplishment.
Ozzie had a pretty good night at the plate last night, too.
And so, I mean, that was it was all positive. I mean, I'm not going to try to figure, because there wasn't a lot of negative. I mean, Drake Baldwin still continues to be a rock behind the plate.
Very cool to see him, like a Wisconsin kid with his family in the crowd.
I want to hit, because he saw his mama stand. I thought it was gone, too.
When that one came off the bat late in the game.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, you thought it might.
Yeah, it was a great night. You got to see his mama and them. But the biggest takeaway for me is the Marcin Ozuna lookalike that was at the game.
Yeah, so he's been at home games.
Really?
And I know he's traveled. Oh, you haven't seen Fozuna?
I have not seen him.
This is your introduction to Fozuna?
Yeah.
He's kind of like he's been a little bit of a phenomenon. Probably would be getting a little bit more attention if the Braves weren't awful.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, what kind of money does Fozuna have to be traveling with the team?
I don't know.
Like, I've seen him at Truist.
Yeah,
you know?
But I'm just saying, like, he was on one last night, dog. And then, like, how he dirt, and I was like, this guy needs.
Yeah, he must be independently wealthy.
You never know. I mean, you never know how people make their money nowadays, Bunk. You know,
I guess he can work remote.
Yeah.
Some people work remote.
A lot of people are working remote still. Yeah. And everything. So, but, you know, it's just it was a great game. Can't say more than just a great, great night. And like you said, I mean, Dylan Lee came in, no pressure, nothing like that. Went out there and did his job. And they got out there with a nice win, man. A much freaking needed win. I mean, just needed to have a good night. Hell, it was – when you win games, going back to the hotel, it's like, yeah, man, let's get some cold beers. Let's hang out. Let's get some good rest and everything and get ready to try to do this thing again. But just for them to just be able – because it's been hard. Like, what Mike Bell in his Dusty Rose was hard times, baby. It's hard times, man.
Yeah.
It's hard times.
Like
it's
the hardest times, the hardest that they've had in like a decade.
Yeah. You don't know what hard times are.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We
watched the Braves blow a 6-run lead in the ninth inning last week and then proceed to lose 3 games in San Francisco.
Yes.
Whatever. They back to 9 games under.
Let's not do that. Let's wait till they get at least 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that's the thing about it is like in a vacuum focus is good is what happened. Like trying to take it any bigger than just that is.
Let's not do that.
You can't really.
Let's not even, like, you can't even really mention that. They're
hopefully at some point you'll be able to start being like, I don't know, maybe they're starting to break out of it, but that's not it.
That's not it.
Not at this point.
That's not it.
Hey, a mandatory minicamp is going on? Starting?
Yeah, they probably aren't out there.
Arriving?
They're probably out there.
There's probably some folks taking, you'll get the videos of the guys walking in.
Right.
That'll be cool. Look at them. There they are.
Yeah, I mean.
And then maybe later they'll do a little practice, and then we'll be like, there they are doing that. And then they'll go on their way for the summer.
Considering like it was 11, that should be done. Like usually they start practicing around like 9:30. You would think 9:30, hour and a half of practice, and you're going about your business. Like, most of the time during minicamp, you want to be out of the building by noon, mm-hmm. you know, or at least 1 o'clock if you're going to work out afterwards or something. But, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is who's there and who's not.
Kirk Cousins in attendance.
Yeah, I mean, but we kind of
– officially.
We talked about it yesterday. It makes no sense for him to hold out.
But he's there.
But he's there and everything. My interesting thing is when the reps are – is he going to go with the twos? I don't care. I just want to know because he is – Well, is he competing for the backup job with Austin Stick?
Easton Stick. I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, you'd think that he'd have the leg up on that one, given his, you know,
so
salary. So or track record.
So when we go to the preseason, and again, you don't know if the starters are going to play. Does he start with the twos?
I think I do know if the starters are going to play, right. And I think they won't because they never do. So, I think we'll see a lot of Kirk Cousins in the preseason if he's still on the team.
To showcase, that's the way it is, showcase Kirk. But then also,
you have to worry about getting him hurt,
exactly.
Right? If the reason exactly. that you don't play the starters in the preseason is because you don't want to get him hurt for the regular season, yeah. You don't want to play the backup quarterback who you're hoping to trade to somebody.
That is true.
In the preseason, too. Look, I don't know. He's the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So he'll take the reps with the twos and I would assume play in preseason and do all the stuff that the backup quarterback does.
Yeah, but I hope Rock gives – we got a long time before we get there anyways, but I hope they do get some time in the preseason and everything. But, yeah, this is all this is. It's probably an added period on to what they've already been doing at OTAs. That's usually what it is. Call it minicamp because they put mandatory in front of it, mm-hmm. but it's really no different structure than what a regular OTA is. You might add another blitz period or something like that, but it's really nothing more significant than that. It's always when you see who is there because you are officially fined for these.
Yeah. This is where holdouts happen.
Yes, this is when you know that they're for real. Now, I saw James Cook, he's in there. Cook, he's been holding out and everything. They say he reported to minicamp today,
right.
Which is either, well, I know you don't want to get fined, but maybe they come to, like, hey, let's start making some progress on a new contract. But there's other guys who are not in practice and things like that. So, but yeah, it's just all about who's there, who is it. And Kurt is there. They look like they're full attendance. I don't know the status, and we'll have that won't be too later on this week. But, you know, with Joe Patrick, and I'm sure something will come out. Is Kyle participating on the field and things like that, or are they still being cautious with him?
There's not anybody else that there's even a question as to whether or not they'll be in attendance, right? Because, like, obviously Kyle, we didn't really know what was going on with OTAs, but then we got the explanation for it. So he'll be there, but probably not participating. If they're being, what did they say, like overly cautious or whatever it was. If they're going to do that, then he's probably not going to be on the field these days.
Right.
They'll wait until training camp. Caleb, did anybody ever find Caleb McGarry? He just kind of wasn't there, but that you don't have to be.
No, you don't have to be.
But,
so, I mean,
everybody else was.
I mean, he likes Fife.
Maybe
sure he's hanging out.
You got to get your last
training in Fife and all those things.
You get those last breaths of Fife.
They got a workout facility up there.
Sure, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
So Fife High School, probably.
Yeah. So you want to be close to home and everything like that.
Yeah.
He'll
be there today.
But he'll be there. I'm assuming he'll be there today. I don't think there's anything contractual that will keep him away. Like he want a new deal or something.
Who would be more out of line to be trying to get a new contract right now, him or Kyle Pitts?
Kyle Pitts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kyle will be more out of line?
Yep.
Yeah, because I guess at least Caleb starts.
Yeah.
Plays all the plays when he's healthy. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show, including what Brian Snitker is talking about here.
Eli's, that was huge.
Well, was it? We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.